sort of handcuffed him and goes right through him to one of the guys who got a weak shot off, but it found its way to the net. But I did not like that goal because we had some breathing room, and now all of a sudden, you know, that two-goal hockey game, it's a dangerous lead.
But we come back and do the same thing back right to them with Blake Hiedela getting a wraparound goal.
Shane Hanna steps up, takes the shot, knocked out of the play was Hiedela. I think Hiedela got a piece of that, but it went wide. Wraparound attempt, scores! Hiedela scores on the wraparound! And the Huskies now have a 3-goal lead for the second time this period.
5:38 the time of that goal, or sorry, 15:38 the time of that goal in the third period for Blake. CJ Eich and Shane Hanna get the assist. That's Blake's eighth goal of the season.
Yeah, and Blake's quietly another player that's had, you know, a real good year for us. You know, it wasn't too long ago that you know, we didn't take Blake down to Bowling Green, and since that time he's really rebounded. You know, he didn't feel sorry for himself. He came out and worked hard the next week, and obviously has played well. So good for Blake, and that was a big goal, you know, and he's we've been working on little plays like that around the net, like the jam plays and funneling the puck to the net and wraparounds, and he's really paying attention and buying into what we're doing. So big goal, and good for him, and you know, he's got a chance to get 10. You know, we've got two games left and would be a real good season for him.
Shorthanded goal by the Wildcats at the 18:33 mark. Getting the long pass, stretch pass, was Michael Doan, the relief goaltender on this, and I know you did not like this goal.
Well, you don't like to give them any momentum at all, whether it's for that game, even though the game's out of reach for the most part, but even for the next night, you know, you don't want to give them any momentum, and that's why I didn't like that goal. But we had a power play, and we elected to put the five seniors on the ice who we normally don't have on the power play situation in that grouping, but we thought it would be you know, nice tribute to the seniors to go out on that power play together, the five that we had playing. And what happened is you know, one of their players got behind us, and as soon as their goalie got the puck, they had, you know, Doherty just took off, you know, and we just sort of weren't aware of him, and just you know, fell asleep for just a little bit. But having said that, I still were glad the seniors are out there in that situation, that opportunity.
But we get one more. Reed Sturros gets the hat trick. Unfortunately, nobody knew it was Reed Sturros until later on after the game, but it did go off of him.
Jones puts Baltus into the boards. Sent behind the net. Now Baltus and Hiedela going in after it. Jones can't make the play. Centering pass. Hiedela looking for it. Chip back to the blue line. Watson will hold it in. 37 seconds. He scores! Watson! Or was it Sturros? If it's Sturros, it's a hat trick. And if it's Watson, it's his first career goal. What's it going to be?
That's called covering yourself on a call right there. And Reed Sturros does get credit for it. Went off of his pants.
Well, it is unfortunate because I'm sure there would have been a few hats. One of the greatest, I guess, traditions with hockey is a hat trick. Mm-hmm. And when you see someone score a hat trick and then the hats just litter the ice, I think, you know, you don't see that in any other sport. And there's right. The beauty of it, there's no delay of game. They don't call a penalty on that. And, you know, they just, it's part of the tradition
it's
of
accepted.
Hockey. It's accepted. And that was a little, you know, it was weird because we weren't sure who got the goal. And, but obviously, Reed did get it. And unfortunately, we didn't get to celebrate with all the hats on the ice. But, I think Reed would probably not worry about that and just be happy with the win. And like I said, it was a you know, power play goal, but we just sort of threw anybody out there other than Reed. We knew Reed had two, so we decided you know, get him out on the ice. If he has a chance for the hat trick, go for it. And obviously he did. So happy for Reed. I'm glad he's scoring some goals now, because for the longest time he necessarily wasn't getting a lot of goals, even though he's doing a lot of the dirty work in front. And now he's been rewarded too.
37-25, Michigan Tech out shooting the Wildcats on Friday night. Huskies 3-for-5 on the power play. A huge stat right there for this team.
Well, big time. And we've talked about the power play a lot lately, that it has been much, much improved. And I think you can look at Reed Sturros, his play in front of the net and doing the job there. You can see getting David Johnstone back in that position and one time in it. The emergence of Shane Hanna and just his presence and patience and understanding the different options for a young defenseman. And then obviously Blake Pietila, you know, his corner work, his presence around the net. And And then Alex Patan is just sort of the playmaker. You know, he just sort of settles things down. So we finally have those ingredients we talked about that we were, you know, talking a lot about earlier. Do we have them? We just didn't seem to have the right fit. And, you know, David was out and Reed was still emerging as a player. Shane still didn't quite get it all as a, you know, power play, the lead guy on that top guy in that power play. So now it's all come together. And that's very important going forward because, you know, before teams could take penalties and we couldn't score. I mean, you can take 100 and we couldn't score, you know. So, but at least now we're very dangerous and you don't want to be taking a lot of penalties against us.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It is 25 minutes past the hour. We'll talk about Saturday's exciting win over the Northern Michigan Wildcats down at the Barry Event Center. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. If you have a question for Coach, the email address is dj@themix93.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Holy Brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all-new Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and the Big Hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers, period. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Come on, man. All right, guys, listen up. And before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves besides putting on deodorant. I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high your Budweiser for the hero of the night, the designated driver. Great time to wait. Grab some Bud.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Again, if you have a question for Coach, you can email it to us, dj@themix93.com, and you will even take a call. Is that right, Coach?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll
if anybody
even,
wants
even
to live call in today, and we can talk whatever's on their mind, recruiting, talk about the Northern Series, talk about the week off, just the playoff situation, anything they'd like to talk about would be great.
Well, let's talk about the Saturday night game and down at Northern Michigan, a place we had not won in, since 2010, and we come away with a 3-2 victory. It was a hard-fought, gutsy is the word that keeps coming to mind for me to get that victory.
Well, it was. You know, whenever you play on the road, it's always tough, and especially in situations like this where teams right now are so desperate. You know, you can see it. We saw it in Alaska when they came down here a couple weeks ago. We saw it in our team when we were down in Bowling Green. You know, you really saw it in Northern Michigan on Saturday. I mean, that might have been the best game they played against us in a while, and they were desperate. They came out hard right from the get-go, and it was a simple game plan. They just wanted to get the puck deep and put a lot of pressure on our defensemen, and they did a good job of that. And you know, it's different when you haven't had a chance to practice in that Olympic sheet, the surface, and where they're used to it all the time, and it really makes a difference. I think it's easier to go from Olympic sheet to a smaller sheet than from small to that Olympic, because the corners are so big, the ice is, you know, so much wider. Doesn't sound like much, you know, 15 feet or whatever it is, but it's a lot. And I thought they did a real good job, and they play well with that surface in their building.
Well, we get the first goal, which is something we haven't done much of down there, right?
No, yeah, we've got really behind right from the get-go, and you know, we talked about getting off to a good